a Nacho Radio podcast.
Dave and Darren.
Hello there.
Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park to enjoy the best summer drink specials anywhere in the Quad Cities. Beer and baseball in the summertime is an American tradition, and as good as it gets. It's even better when you can buy your beers on sale. Mondays, enjoy our brews and brats, $3 craft beers and $3 grilled brats. On Tuesdays, Busch Lights are just $2. Wednesdays, Summer Shandies are just $2. And Thursdays are Thirsty Thursdays with $2 beers and pops all night long. Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast isn't really as good as it gets, but like our beer, it is relatively easy to swallow and can be very intoxicating. They're the boys of summer. Enjoy today's podcast.
Hello there!
Well, hey everybody. Welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. I believe you all remember my partner Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hello there!
Hello there!
Welcome, welcome one and all to the show.
I will say this, I like May. And if you like July...
What's your problem with July? It's been perfect the last 2 weeks.
No, weather-wise, it's been nice.
I mean, right?
Yes. But if you're a fan of July...
Yes.
Get it while you can, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, we only got one. As we're sitting here in the Capriati Studios, it's the second to last day, the penultimate day of July.
God, just flew by.
I know, right? Are you having your goatee... shaped?
Yes.
It's very triangular today.
Yes. Yes. I'm a Satanist.
You look like Anton LaVey or something.
Is that what you're going for?
Welcome to the Black House.
Oh, this,
I'm Anton LaVey.
I'd like to say that this is natural. It's not.
No.
It's a very unnatural.
It looks really good. It's like shaped in just such a way where...
It's the Imperial.
You've kind of cleaned it up a little bit or something. What have you done?
That's all. Just really? Kind of just the odd hair.
And the
odd
gray,
hair.
I'll describe the facial hair for those of you that aren't lucky enough to be here in the Capriati studio when we do this. So we want to thank everybody who could make it. Thanks for coming.
No, we can't do that.
It almost looks like you it's just your chin is white and the rest of your face is kind of black to salt and peppery. It almost looks like you dipped your chin in some sort of white chocolate.
Have a taste.
My goodness. Suckle on my beard, why don't you?
Speaking of the shameless chocoholic.
Only my bartender knows for sure, and my barber. Well, welcome to the show. We're thrilled to have everybody here for what I hope is a very engaging episode of the show. You had the Bix happen here this weekend. You had the Rag Bry ending here this weekend.
Mm-hmm. I stayed away from both.
They were calling it Bix Bry. And
not the first time that that's happened.
It happens every couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It seemed like everybody enjoyed it except for the guy who was staying at the Residence Inn in Davenport.
Mm-hmm. And was not aware that these events were going
no,
on?
No, no. He was specifically in town to go to, I guess he's from Chicago. And he and his buddies were going to do Rag Bry. Mm-hmm. And they ended up doing it. And the plan was, okay, from Chicago we'll leave. We'll spend a night in the Quad Cities, then we'll get up the next morning and drive across the state of Iowa and start in, what was it, Anwan? Where did it start?
That would have been a few days ago.
Yeah, this is over a week ago. And he's just wandering around the hallway there at the Residence Inn.
Okay.
When, out of nowhere, he's mauled by a pit bull.
I said y'all having a good time.
No, not that. That would be delightful if that pit bull were to maul you in the middle of a hotel hallway.
Mm.
Just some random dog. Latched onto his arm, just wouldn't let go.
That's not the best.
Not the greatest. Had to go to emergency care and get his arm looked at because he got mauled by an animal, again, in the hallway of the Residence Inn.
Not very residential.
No. I don't understand people bringing their dogs to hotels.
I could do it in a pinch. It wouldn't be my first choice.
Well, there's places, although I guess the residence places, that's kind of like the allure, right? That you can bring your pet
it's
there.
It's somewhat different than a hotel.
Yeah, like we had to stay at one years ago because something was going on here at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we needed a place where
they try to make it a little more homey.
The cat could live for a couple of years or a couple of days there.
We signed up the cat to live there for a couple of years.
Yeah, the cat never came home.
We were there for just a week. The cat is still there. That reminds me,
I got to go get that cat.
That's where that cat's been.
That's where the cat is.
Well, if you...
Time does fly.
And I want to say an extra special thanks to everyone who sent us pictures of their running on Bix.
Mm.
I got some photos to show you after the show. I think
okay.
you'll enjoy. Nothing untoward. Nothing I couldn't show in front of children or grandparents. It's
probably super pleasant weather for the Bix.
Yeah,
I'm guessing. We're record set because of it.
I don't believe that was the case. No. I watched a little bit of it on TV. I didn't run it this year. I got asthma. Lord knows I ain't got time for that. Hoping I have stronger lungs next year. There's just no way I can run 7 miles at this point in my life.
Is that a goal for next year?
Yeah,
not really.
I definitely want to do Bix next year.
You want to do it next year?
Honestly, I was bummed I didn't do it, which is nuts because I hate doing it. But I like when
I was going to say, do you like doing it or do you like having done it?
I don't like getting ready for it. I don't like trying to train
as best as I can. But I like it when it's done.
I hate doing it. But when it's done, I feel like, hey, you know what? I'm not a lazy piece of garbage. At least today, at least today.
Compared to you, I'm not.
I like getting home at like 11 o'clock, and I've got maybe a beer or two in me, and I think, you know what? I ran 7 miles today. I'll do whatever the heck I want. If I want to lay on the couch and watch Stranger Things in its entirety, maybe do some binge watching. You know what I mean? I like that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I like when Bix is over. I don't like agreeing to it. I don't like getting ready
for it. Any of it.
I certainly don't like preparing for it. I don't like running it. I hate all of that, but when it's all said and done, I thoroughly enjoy it. A couple of friends of mine went and did it, though, and they said they could tell they were getting old because they were waiting in line for the free chicken sandwiches as opposed to waiting in line for the free beer. And they wondered if that was maybe the mark of a little bit of maturity on their parts.
I need a free chicken sandwich.
You know, I understand the allure, although after running, the last thing I want to do is eat. Drinking, now that's something I can get behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's really nice is when you get to a certain point on the race, when you're almost done, and they're just waiting for you with those freeze pops. You know what I'm talking about? Where it's just goo in a plastic bag.
Does it ever concern you that, I mean, because when you're getting toward the end of the race,
yeah.
in this particular race, you're running downhill.
Yes.
Are you ever concerned that your legs are going to give out on you?
The thing about running down Brady Street is, it's really more about just propping yourself, like... You're trying to keep yourself from falling.
Right.
You're not running so much as lifting your feet up and then stopping your momentum. You're falling in increments down.
You wouldn't
that
necessarily
hill.
Consider going tucking and rolling then at that point.
I'd get down the hill a lot faster, but then
the abrasions,
too much
and
damage,
the contusions.
Exactly. I can't have the contusions, Darren. I mean, my skin is well known throughout the world.
It's paper thin as it is.
Exactly. I can't. Paper thin.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's fair. I'm paper thin.
It's no rhino hide.
Well, I didn't. Well, no. I take good care of it.
Moisturize.
These are not the hands of a bricklayer. These are the hands that built America. I've got five things if you would like to get into.
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah?
Top five things. Dave and Darren Top 5 Things is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. Maybe you haven't heard this. They've moved.
What?
They've got a brand new location. When I say brand new, I mean brand new. 2115 East 12th Street. They're in the Village of East Davenport. They have new hours as well. They're open Tuesday through Friday, open at 10 a.m. till 5:30, Saturday 10 till 3. And they have their bridal sale going on right now. So if you're one of those that's getting married, come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350. And their selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections of the jewelry you already have. And stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. And you'll notice their passion for jewelry and the gems they will present each time they find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. And again, take advantage of their interest-free financing options. When you're there, please mention Nacho Radio. If you do, with the purchase, they're going to set you up with a free gem and jewelry cleaner. That's at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry and their new home, 2115 East 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. The podcast, that is, as it always does, is originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak and their chicken cheesesteak, premium grilled chicken and melted provolone. along with fried onions, with hot or sweet peppers. It's absolutely delicious. Get it today. Whatever your favorite sandwich is, make sure you turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle, and they're willing to offer you a deal in that if you mention Nacho Radio, you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. So do so today.
Drop our name all over town, see what kind of bargains you get.
Exactly. And then let us know.
Yeah, and if they're receptive,
we'll be by with a
nice package
with an indecent proposal.
Number one. Number one.
Thank you, Robert Redford.
You know, here's the thing about that movie, Indecent Proposal, and I've said this before, although I don't know that I've ever said it publicly. I've sure thought this a lot. When that movie was made, Robert Redford was still kind of a looker, right?
It's 20 years old. Is that what it is?
25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I think now Robert...
So he'd have been like 50?
Yeah, but Robert 55. Redford is one of the most handsome movie stars of all time, right? I mean, if we're going to sit here and do the top 25 most handsome movie stars of all time, mm-hmm. Robert Redford's name, everyone's going to get on that list. But we're thinking of, you know, All the President's Men and Butch Cassidy. So,
yeah, I was going to say, as the Sundance Kid, right. Yes.
Now that his face looks like Willie McCovey's baseball mitt, not as attractive.
Where have you gone, Willie McCovey?
I'm saying, and
is
I'm
Willie McCovey with us?
Oh, certainly.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
You're not belly button piercing sure.
Let me ask you this.
You're not willing to have
Willie McCovey, cut or uncut? Now who's not sure?
Mm. It's true. You're put me on a spot.
Touché. No, well, I know for a fact Willie McCovey is alive because I just read an article about, you know, he got a little bit of trouble with the law for not paying some taxes.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I thought that was Orlando Cepeda. Or was Orlando Cepeda in trouble for drugs?
Yeah, that was cocaine, right?
Is that cocaine?
I think that was cocaine. I had a Willie McCovey glove when I was a kid.
Oh, so that's why you reference it.
Well, he's one of my all-time favorites.
Which is kind of strange because Willie McCovey always really played first base.
Uh-huh.
So
that's right. Stretch. Big Mac.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Got his own cove, you know.
I'm aware of it. Scariest hitter in baseball. Yeah, he's 80 years old and still very much alive.
Okay.
My point, and I do have one.
About Robert Redford.
Back then, the whole premise of the movie is Demi Moore.
He wants to sleep with her.
And Woody Harrelson are married.
Yes.
And Robert Redford would like to sleep with Demi Moore.
So and he's willing to offer $1 million.
So they're playing pool. He's like, hey, Woody, how about I bang your wife and I give you $1 million? And then the whole movie is...
One time off. Do we, don't we?
Should we do this or not?
Yes.
Do they end up doing it?
I don't know. I never saw the movie.
I didn't have it either. I feel like I didn't need to. I feel like I know all I need to know about the movie.
My guess is in the end they don't. Or they do and it tears them apart. Does it? They go ahead and do it and it tears them apart? Is that what happens?
That sounds like what happens. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Again, welcome to a show where two guys who have never seen a movie talk about the movie at length. My point is...
I had the CD. And by that I mean... Because it had like Brian Ferry on it and such.
Didn't Sade have a number on that?
Might have.
This love is... tearing me apart, something like that.
It was
this is no ordinary love.
Okay.
I remember the soundtrack.
Yes,
if not anything from the movie. That movie is 25 years old this summer.
All right, Robert, well, I guess it's time for us to finally see it.
Robert Redford,
what are we waiting for? Would be a strange thing to come home to. What are you guys doing? Watching Indecent Proposal.
High school sweethearts David and Diana are a married couple
better.
Who travel to Las Vegas, hoping they can win enough money to finance David's fantasy real estate project. They place their money on red in roulette.
I knew
lose.
They were in need of money.
So the plan is, we're going to start a business by putting everything we own on red?
And they lose.
The movie should be
so
called...
So no wonder they accepted this proposal.
This movie should be called Stupid, uh-huh. Stupid People. Here's what we're going to do. I want to start this real estate fantasy that I have.
If you're going to start a real estate company, shouldn't it be a little more grounded than just a fantasy?
Maybe.
Shouldn't you really kind of know what you're doing?
I would. If I were to start a real estate concern,
yeah,
I would invest in some real estate, take the returns on that, and just keep investing in real estate, slowly but surely.
But that doesn't sound fantastical enough.
after gambling away all of their savings on red.
Which, on one the, shot.
By the way, who bets on red? What are you doing?
Now we're in the red.
They encounter billionaire John Gage, played by Robert Redford. And my point is, he was still somewhat attractive, though.
Okay.
He would need to give you $1 million now. But back then, I could see Demi Moore being like,
I'll do it for free. And that's the end of your movie.
It's a 20-minute movie. $1 million,
million nothing. Dollars, nothing.
I'll give you the ride of your life for nothing. Gage is attracted to Diana and offers them $1 million to spend a night with her. After a difficult night, David and Diana decide to accept the offer, and a contract is signed up the next day. Gage flies Diana to a private yacht, where he offers her a chance to void the deal and return to her husband if he loses a toss of his lucky coin.
Oh, brother, his lucky coin!
It's two-headed, right? Is it a two-headed coin? Please tell me the movies. You guys have seen the movie.
Who wrote this?
Well, somebody who's obviously fascinated with the idea of 50-50 bets. Red or black, heads or tails.
You know, there's a reason it's my lucky coin. It's a fix.
I would do, this is how I'd write the movie. I'd be like, all right, I'm going to get out my lucky coin. And she's like, so if I win the...
No one falls for this lucky coin bit. I can't believe my luck with these two idiots.
So what happens when you flip the lucky coin? Well, it's either going to land on heads or tails. So heads, I get to leave, and tails, you sleep with me? No, heads is we start at your head. Tails is I start at your tail.
Because this is happening.
I gave your idiot husband $1 million, which, by the way, you should know this now that we're done with the sex. Uh-huh. He already lost at the roulette table.
It's already gone! I've talked to the people at the casino. He's already blown it again! $1 million wasn't enough what he thought. Oh, brother.
He says she's got a chance to...
I know Skype doesn't exist now, but let's go. Let's Skype him. Skype him in.
What's the point of the lucky coin? He's like, I'll let you go with the toss of this lucky coin. And he calls it correctly, and she spends the night with him.
Just to think you're fair?
But...
Just to make you feel better?
Well, she doesn't want to sleep with me, but she has to because it came up. But, tails? So, that's rape. If she doesn't want to have sex with you, this movie ought to be called Two Dummies and One of Them Gets Raped.
If she doesn't want to have sex with you, they shouldn't accept $1 million. It's prostitution is what it is.
Woody Harrelson had hoped to forget the incident, but he grows increasingly insecure about his relationship.
It did happen.
Consumed with the fear that she remains involved with Robert Redford.
Oh, sure.
This insecurity is heightened by the fact that...
He's got a lot of money.
Diana discovers that Robert Redford...
He's Robert Redford and not Woody Harrelson. Of course it's... of course this relationship is still happening.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be a little insecure too, Woody.
You should be.
By the way,
you have every right to be.
No one in this universe is going to sit down and explain to you that you should
not
be insecure.
Not a one, not even your mother.
By the way, didn't Woody Harrelson's dad have something to do with the JFK assassination?
Yeah, he shot JFK. Maybe that's what he did.
So Woody Harrelson is concerned that she's going behind his back with Robert Redford.
Yeah, sure.
This is heightened by the fact when Demi Moore discovers that Redford bought their home while it was going into foreclosure. And then Demi Moore and Woody Harrelson end up separating. And then Robert Redford makes a move on Demi Moore. Initially, she resists, but then she spends time with him and a relationship develops. Meanwhile, Woody Harrelson has hit rock bottom, slowly puts his life back together. Demi Moore files for divorce, and then Woody signs the divorce papers and ends up giving the $1 million away.
What a stupid movie.
Just when you thought the stupidest thing you'd ever heard of in this movie.
I'm glad I didn't see that. End of the movie?
Well, it turns out she finds out that...
he gave the money away?
She was the latest. Okay, so...
this happens a lot.
He says, no, you were just one of my $1 million girls, and... She knows he's just saying that to make it easy to leave. Mm-hmm. And then he gives her the lucky coin, which it turns out it was double-sided the whole time. Holy cow, I didn't see that coming. It really was a double-sided coin. Oh, my God. She returns to the pier where Woody Harrelson proposed to her 7 years earlier, and there he is.
Who wrote
and
this?
Then they,
a fifth grader?
They join hands, and that's the end of the movie. I'm mad at anyone who saw this movie. Although
I'm going to go burn that soundtrack.
I will say this. I am intrigued, because not only does this have Robert Redford, Demi Moore, and Woody Harrelson, it also has Billy Bob Thornton as Day Tripper and Sheena Easton as herself. And Herbie Hancock as himself. Sheena Easton shows up at some point?
How much does she go for?
I'll tell you right now. Whatever it's worth, I'll pay double. Or
for these sugar walls.
Or we'll do it for free when I throw up my lucky coin.
I'm a cheat.
Movie made $106 million at the box office. Worldwide total of over $260 million.
Oh, yeah, not the biggest flop.
Wow.
Number one.
Did we really just spend 20 minutes talking about Indecent Proposal?
Well, for those that didn't see it.
Well, you don't need to now. I guess we did kind of ruin it by telling you everything that happens.
The David Darren Indecent Proposal cliff notes. What was your point about Robert Redford?
Just, I don't think it would take $1 million.
Oh, it wouldn't take $1 million.
Now $1 million.
Oh.
Although I'll say this. I'd let Robert Redford do things to me for $1 million. $1 million is a lot of damn money. Plus, I mean, think of the stories. That's right. Roy Hobbs was grabbing my Wonder Boy.
Her Wonder Boy.
Grab me a winner.
Listen, I've got to go ahead and have this this physical today in the doctor's office. Robert Redford might as well go ahead and do it.
See, I would film this movie with a screen, like a thing after the credits, where they hold hands and they're at the pier and they fall in love again. And then I would be like, Demi Moore says, "So what'd you end up doing with the money?" "I gave it away," and then she just pushes him off the pier. You kicks, did what?
Kicks him in the ass.
I had that leather mitt faced weirdo on top of me with his double sided coin for nothing.
Kicks him into the ocean, and Jaws eats him.
Now
there's your movie.
There's your finale. By the way, have you seen the latest Sharknado movie?
No.
They go traveling through. They're calling it the final Sharknado.
It's Sharknado traveling through time.
It's Sharknado, the final Sharknado, and then it's about time. Mm. And the poster has Tara Reid dressed up like a cowgirl shooting at a dinosaur, and then someone is like a knight, and then Ian Ziering's just kind of looking confused.
He should be. That's good acting.
Number one, a new company called Undigital has come up with a way to advertise. This is one of two stories in the top five that deal with advertising today.
Uh-huh.
New service allows on-tail retailers to sell the space and paper ads inside the boxes. So when you get a box, when you order something online, you're going to open it up, and it's going to be filled with advertisements on the inside of the box.
You'll spend a lot of time with that?
This is my point. The stuff that people
newspapers
throw...
Newspapers show up in boxes?
Like, let's say you order a vase, right? You order a vase, they ship the vase to your house.
Okay.
When you open up to get the vase, there's going to be ads inside the box.
I see what you're saying.
See what I'm saying?
I thought the newspaper was showing up.
Online shipping is cutting into profits. Retail margins went from 10.2% in 2012 to 8% last year on average. So now they're saying it's time to monetize the space inside the box all that stuff comes to you in.
Uh-huh.
So now when you open up your boxes from whatever you're getting online, there's going to be commercials inside the box waiting for you.
I'll say this. It's not the most brilliant idea.
Yeah? Okay.
Not brilliant.
They're making money doing it, though.
Well, are they?
Two.
See, my argument against that is you're putting your name, you're spending money on something you know people are going to throw away. Like,
or not even look at.
Putting money in what they call direct mail, that's all thrown away, too. And mm-hmm. people spend a lot of money to this day still on direct mm-hmm. mail, which is a waste of money because that just goes right in the trash, like 99% of homes. This is worse than that, because you're saying, here's some garbage that we put in
we're
with the
garbage.
Thing that you want. And we, yeah, exactly. What you're saying is we're
basically
garbage.
What we are, we're a nuisance.
That's right. A nuisance.
We might as well be something that's stuck to your windshield after a church or a...
Yeah, it's something that a hobo can clean the windshield with.
Uh-huh.
How about this? A German serial killer accidentally killed himself in a German prison. Ingefus Schieffer is 62 years old, and he's dead. What appears to be an autoerotic sex act while serving a life in a German prison. He was found in his cell hooked up to a lamp cable in prison. They say they removed a cable from his bedside table lamp. What he did was he removed a cable from his bedside table lamp, then wound it around his nipples and his penis, and then stuck it in a power socket. Known as the Aachen Strangler, this guy got away with murdering five female hitchhikers in the 80s. He was picked up in 2007 for stealing scrap metal and agreed to give up a DNA sample that linked him to all the murders. A self-proclaimed sadomasochist, he admitted his guilt because he was apparently very excited about the prospect of going to a German prison. But he later changed his mind and claimed he was innocent.
Once inside the German prison, I've decided to change my mind.
This is not as cool as I thought it was going to be. I get to go to German prison? Me? What? Yeah, I did it. I murdered all of them. Oh my gosh, put them in there. So yeah, they found him electrocuted himself by his penis and his nipples there in his cell room.
To the soothing strains of Kraftwerk on the Autobahn. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
I guarantee you're right.
35. No, it's true. The zing of the day. And now before I plug this in, Kraftwerk.
Let me hear some Kraftwerk.
The East Moline Coffee Company. They're located at 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Here's an idea to cool down. Whatever your favorite latte is, you can have it served over ice. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. It is a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as stuff you can take home, including whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops amazon.com. We appreciate it by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast. Enjoy their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses today. They're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday at 10:30. That's when they open. They open at 11 on Sunday. Like them on Facebook. If you're having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a tailgate party, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit. If you're there by yourself for just lunch or dinner, then, well, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
How old do you think Alex Trebek is?
Alex Trebek.
He just had a birthday.
Is he 69?
Interesting.
Number three.
Alex Trebek, George Alexander Trebek, is in fact
Canadian.
He's a naturalized citizen of these United States, has been for 20 years now. He's ours. He's also...
Well, he's both, right?
You can't be both.
You can't be both?
No.
Can't lay claim to both?
No. Once you become a naturalized citizen, you have to say you're no longer Canadian. You know who told me that? Morgan Otier. She just got naturalized a couple of weeks ago.
Huh?
Yeah, she says it's a common misconception that you get to be both. You can be one or the other. We don't play that game where it's like, yeah, we'll let you do whatever you want. You want to be an American? Great. Be an American. Get your head in the game. Or at least you know you're free. And Lee Greenwood will defend the right for you.
They said they were naturalizing me anyway.
Alex Trebek is 78 years old. His contract as the host of Jeopardy
is
done. 78.
78.
78 years old.
Okay.
His contract for Jeopardy is done in 2020 when he'll be 80. And he's saying,
how long has it been since he shaved the mustache?
I almost wonder if he's been mustacheless longer than with the mustache. When did that happen?
Is that 20 years?
When did he get rid of that thing? He's saying the contract's still 2020 and then he is finished.
Mm-hmm.
He's done. With the
so then, will he pick his replacement?
Well, okay, he shaved the mustache in 2001.
All right, so
and then
pushing 20 years.
For April Fool's Day 2008, he wore a fake mustache, and then 4 years ago, he regrew the mustache in the summer, but then shaved it off a month into the season. I like that, Trebek. Grow it.
He's not sure what he wants. Try the Imperial, Alex Trebek.
It's a good look for some of us. He is saying now he's done. When the contract's up in 2020, he's done. He says he'd like
is
Alex.
Is that a threat?
Well, he'll be 80 years old.
I'm fine with it.
I was in junior high when he started that show.
I remember, whatchamacallit, Fleming.
See, that was before my time.
I remember him doing it.
Yeah, there's only the only Jeopardy I remember is Alex Trebek.
Not me.
So, he'll be done in 2 years. He's saying he would like to have Alex Faust, the L.A. Kings hockey announcer, take over. Or
that's a bold move.
CNN legal analyst Laura Coates. That's who he'd like to see take over.
Wonder why that is. That's a couple very specific names he came up with.
Well, you know, this is the thing. We don't have game show hosts anymore. Any more game show hosts are people that
Snoop
used to
Dogg
do other things.
Snoop Dogg can't do it?
What I'm saying is, Snoop Dogg's not a game show host.
No.
We game show hosts used to be a thing that you did. Like, Alex Trebek hosted probably 20 different game shows.
Yeah, but even back then, weren't game show hosts really kind of spin-off? Weren't they kind of, like, probably DJs?
Yes, absolutely.
Spinning the platters that matter?
Well, we've gotten rid of those as well, haven't we?
Well, that's true.
So now you've got, I mean, it used to be there was like this farm system for game shows. Now it's just, we just get washed up actors.
What about Bird? He's weird. He could do Jeopardy.
I got some clarification on that Bert show story, by the way. Uh-huh. Well, I'll share that with you a little bit later on, because I still don't know why Bert would know anything about us.
You got a hold of the person who brought up the story?
I reached out on the text line, and I said, what was this?
What are you talking about?
I'll share that with you when we get down the top five things, because it's still, it makes as less sense now as
still.
It did. Yeah, it's confusing.
Well, then maybe just keep it.
How long has that Pat Sajak been doing the Wheel of Fortune? He should be about done, right? He's got to be about 90 damn years old.
Yeah, but then what's he do?
Well, just roll around in a pile of money. Why don't you pine for Vanna White at home instead of making me watch it? He's been the host of Wheel of Fortune since 1981, Darren.
Mm-hmm.
And he's only 71 years old, so I guess he could go for a while longer. But the thing, too, I will say this about Sajak. And
One trick pony.
I haven't watched The Wheel in a long time. There was a clip that I was watching it there every chance I got. He couldn't seem less miserable. Like, he's just like, okay, so you won.
Well,
so what do we do next? Oh, okay, we'll do the spin the wheel or whatever the hell. He's got
just
this,
to whatever so I can get out of here.
Every episode looks like, I think sometimes when I watch The Wheel, I think, he's going to end it all and I'm not going to be surprised.
Well,
this is like a goodbye tape, this Pat Sajak, this show. He's like, all right, you won $3,800.
Well, the fact that they tape like 38 in a row on the same day,
right,
doesn't help.
Maybe that's it. Maybe he's just tired from.
Could we just do like one a day, like we're real people?
Yeah, but they get to do like an entire season in a month.
That's true.
And then he's just sitting around Hawaii with his shoes off, just, you know, thinking about what move he can make to make Vanna his. What if I tried this out? Number four, a Japanese company has started selling advertising space on the underarms of young ladies. Women's armpits, where they're now putting ads in Japan. Now, you've been over there. They're crowded for space. They don't have a lot of space to put ads. So now
I didn't see a bunch of people walking around with their hands over their heads, though.
Japanese advertising company coming up with an unorthodox way to get eyeballs for their products by placing advertisements on the armpits of young women. The Wakano Ad Company, which just started operations, has put photos out of these young women. Ad strategy being used by detective agencies and acting schools. The ads come in various sizes or in color. You can rent out a young Japanese woman's armpit for about 10,000 yen, which works out to about 120 bucks an hour. If you're so inclined.
And this allows, this affords people, creeps, to look at young girls' armpits. And I'm not doing anything. I'm just trying to stay up on the times.
So do these Japanese birds just walk around with their hands in the air the whole time?
For an hour, at least.
That's not good.
Cramp.
Hurt. Yeah, right. How much money are they getting? Let's see. A Japanese beauty treatment and dermatology chain has jumped on board. They also say they're open to hiring male models as well. And they'll be organizing an armpit beauty contest. Because Japan, that's why. Why?
But I can't.
Because Japan.
I can't.
It's very tasty.
I can't read what it says. It's so hairy.
Also, it's in Japanese.
And it's in Japanese. It's just it's hairy Japanese, and I don't get it.
You're making me jump through more hoops than I'm willing to for an advertisement, quite frankly. If I'm being honest, this is more work than I'm willing to do.
Number five.
Japanese hair club for men, I get it, but...
Finally, Burger King charging more money for chick fries than they do chicken fries. At a Burger King on Thursday, a man and a woman approached the counter for two orders of the new BK chicken fries. They bring these back every once in a while, right? The chicken fries at Burger King? Yeah. Is that a constant on the menu? Or is it every once in a while they do it? Is that like their McRib?
I can't say that it's constant.
You don't really eat at Burger King, do you?
It's not that I haven't.
It's not that you won't.
I don't know that I've ordered the chicken fries, though.
No, I'm intrigued by them. Just seems like a really
thin... They're chicken sticks.
Yeah, but they look like French fries. Let's see. So the cashier hands the guy the box in the normal brown packaging and charged him $1.69. That's what chicken fries go for.
Mm-hmm.
The woman got a pink box of chicken, and it was just called Chick Fries, and she had to pay $3.09. Or $1.40 more than her companion.
Do you get more?
No, it's the same amount. They kept doing this at Burger King locations across the country. This was a stunt that the people at Burger King did. They then filmed it and placed it on their YouTube channel. Burger King trying to bring awareness into something known as the pink tax. That's why our products are aimed at women are more expensive than those aimed at men. They say they've created this experiment with chicken fries to demonstrate the effect of the pink tax and how everyone should pay the same for the same product.
So Burger King is now a social scientist.
Yeah, this is the thing.
Everyone stay in your lane. Could you please?
Right?
Everybody, whether you're Elon Musk or Google or everything, just pick a lane.
Like, women pay for their shampoo, even though it's the exact same shampoo that we use, they pay 48% more. Or razors. If you get a female razor, or a male razor, and they have them where it's the exact same razor, but women pay 11% more for those razors because, you know, they're for girls. It's the pink tax and Burger King.
Don't you know that it's different for girls?
Thank you, Joe Jackson.
And not Joe Jackson, the one that used to...
No. Not the one that
we
verbally and emotionally abused as children into becoming stars. And may have blanket on the edge of madness right now. From beyond the grave. Those are your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. And 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients. Guaranteed, oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby turkey cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Get one today. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I guess that Weezer, you know, they've got a big hit with Africa by Toto.
Okay, is it still climbing the charts, or it's already peaked?
No, it's still getting played all over the place.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, no, it's a
legitimate hit.
It might end up being the biggest hit of their career.
Huh.
You know, Pearl Jam's biggest hit was a cover of...
That's right.
Last Kiss, right?
Uh-huh.
It might be the same thing with Weezer. They got in the studio and did this version of Africa because a 14-year-old girl in Ohio kept trolling them on the internet to do it. So they got in the studio and did a cover of Africa. It's kind of nice, actually. Like, you can tell they're not being jerks about it. Like, no, they could have been a little too jokey about it.
It's very toboggan-like.
It does sound like something toboggan would play. You're absolutely right. So now Toto has announced that they've gotten to the studio.
And they're covering...
Steve Lukather and Steve Porcaro. They say that they've gone into the studio... And they've recorded a version of Weezer's Hash Pipe that they'll be releasing. I love the idea of the guys in Toto saying, "I got my ass wiped Didn't your niece and nephew used to love that at the time?
They just bawled laughing, thinking that that was... because they were just coming out of the age where they would have still been getting their ass wiped. they were probably just, you know, maybe a year or months removed. I get a real kick out of this.
Something else. Ass-wise. Yeah,
I'm a preschooler. Sometimes I need a little help.
They say they just got back from the road. They were in the studio and they say we got to return
the favor.
Take that
to everybody.
What do you think of that, everybody?
Everybody who has to do it. Take that, Grandma.
Hashpipe is 17 years old already. That's a 17-year-old song. Came out in 2001.
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
Well, there you go. Paige is going to be turning 20 this weekend.
Unbelievable.
So there you go.
That's great. That's going to do it for this installment of the Top 5
Things. We will be back on Wednesday at this time.
Wednesday's the next show. Until we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad City.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hasta la vista, suckers. Ha, 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 ha.